either France or Belgium in Sunday's gold medal match. The team has not lost an Olympic game since 1992. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
This just in, a passenger plane crash in Brazil's Sao Paulo state. The airline Vopas says there were over 60 people on board. U.S. officials are on high alert for potential violence at the Democratic National Convention that kicks off in just over a week. CBS's Lindsay Reiser reports it may be in retaliation for the assassination attempt on former President Trump at his rally in Pennsylvania last month.
A threat assessment prepared by the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and other agencies says, quote, individuals in some online communities have threatened, encouraged, or referenced acts of violence in response to the attempted assassination.
Out on the campaign trail, Vice President Harris is in Arizona today, and CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez says she's picked up a big Latino endorsement.
LULAC, the oldest and largest Latino civil rights organization in the country, endorsed Vice President Harris for the presidency. That is the first time that this group has ever issued such an endorsement.
Meanwhile, former President Trump is in Montana. CBS's Jake Rosen is there.
The message here today is to rally around Tim Sheehy, a Senate candidate, and we'll also see Donald Trump try to continue to define Kamala Harris and Tim Walz to a deep red audience.
While Debbie's moving up to the Northeast, the potential for big problems remain in North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper.
Multiple river gauges are at major flood stage, and additional flooding could occur this weekend or early next week.
The storm has caused flight delays and cancellations at some airports, but CBS's Chris Van Cleve says planes are flying out of Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C.
This is mainly a rain event, so provided there's not flooding at an airport or, prolonged thunderstorms, very high-level winds, they should be able to operate at least the bulk of their schedule.
Big layoffs may be coming for automaker Stellantis. More than 2,400 workers may get handed the pink slip at its plant just outside Detroit. Checking Wall Street, markets are in the green this afternoon. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Police are seeking help to find a suspect in a fatal shooting on Bird Avenue in Racine last night. A 49-year-old man was killed and a 44-year-old was injured. The incident marks Racine's first homicide of the year. A distress call from a kayaker prompted a large-scale water rescue operation in Winthrop Harbor this morning. The kayaker was reported missing about 2 miles out on Lake Michigan, but not found in the kayak. Teams now are focusing on recovery using sonar. The primary election is set for Tuesday with partisan primaries for local races. Voters can check their ballots at myvote.wi.gov. In-person absentee votes can be made through Sunday. There are multiple voting locations available in Racine this weekend. And charitable organizations in Racine and Kenosha need some help. Halo in Racine is asking for donations, while Women and Children's Horizon in Kenosha has temporarily closed its shelter due to staffing issues. Both organizations are calling for assistance, and you can find more at WRJN.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers unveil a new defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. NFL Green Bay fans will get their first glimpse of the Packers' new 4-3 defense when they face the Browns in Cleveland tomorrow. The Packers signed the Giants' free agent safety, Xavier McKinney, to a 4-year deal worth $68 million.
If I play, I play. If I don't, I don't. Whatever the case may be, I'm just trying to, do my job and be able to get better. If I don't play, then obviously my job will be, just trying to make sure the young guys are prepared and ready.
College football, the Badgers wrapping up week two of camp in Platteville. Tyler Van Dyke seems to have the edge at winning the starting job at quarterback.
Yeah, just show consistency, with everything I do, whether that's leadership, leading the offense, and pushing the ball downfield a little bit.
Baseball, Brewers and the Reds tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew coming off that 3-game sweep of the Braves in Atlanta by winning yesterday 16-7.
Well, just playing good more than one day, playing consistently pretty good like we did the last few days.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. mostly sunny today and feeling like fall. Winds are whipping out of the west, a bit breezy at times, and highs only climbing to the low 70s. Few spotty sprinkles are possible this evening, but nothing major. We actually clear out tonight and stay bright and beautiful all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. Welcome to my Friday. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, we've got a terrific forecast for the weekend. Tomorrow, sunny and 74. Sunday, sunny and 78. Plenty of things to do this weekend. Get out and enjoy. Here's the Guess Who on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night. Yeah.
to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We'll be right back.
Stevie Wonder, Superstition on WRJN. There have been many covers of that song, including Jeff Beck. And Stevie Ray Vaughan did a live version in 1986, which is still played on classic rock stations. That song became even more popular after Stevie Ray Vaughan's death in 1990. All right, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random fact you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is, if a slinky were pulled out completely straight, a slinky would be about 82 feet long. All right, does anyone else want to try it now?
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Strikes and bites await at the Wayne's on 20.
Yes!
Score big with great deals. One topping pizzas from Angry Brothers Pub for just $10. Plus, discounted Wayne rentals every Sunday in August. Be sure to sign up for fall bowling and volleyball leagues. Whether you prefer casual or competitive, there's something for everyone. Plus, Angry Brothers Pub has an amazing way to wrap up your work weeks in August. Buy one, get one half off for the signature Friday fish fry. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Wayne's on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
Thank you.
FBR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, we encourage you to be a voter this year. Our company's website, civicmedia.us/vote, has information on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, races in your individual district, and statewide races, too. So do your civic duty and be a voter.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation has improved my soul. Temptation has.
Don't
97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a new missing child alert system. The Purple Alert System is meant to fill gaps in the Amber Alert System. The PRINCE Act that Governor Evers signed yesterday expanded the definition of a person at risk to include children. The PRINCE Act is named after 5-year-old Prince McCree, who was killed in Milwaukee last year. The universities of Wisconsin face a number of challenges in the coming years. System President Jay Rothman says one of the big ones is fewer high school graduates, and fewer of them are enrolling at state universities.
As we move increasingly into a knowledge-based, technology-driven economy, I don't think that's good for the state of Wisconsin.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee which will spend the next several months studying the UW system's problems and come up with possible solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police are asking people to help find a suspect in a fatal shooting last night. A 49-year-old man was killed after being shot on Bird Avenue near Perry and Racine. Another man, a 44-year-old, survived with non-life-threatening wounds. The shooting is the first homicide of the year for Racine. Police are asking the community for any information that could assist in solving the case. You can reach out to police directly or remain anonymous through Crime Stoppers. A kayaker's distress call prompted a large-scale water rescue in Winthrop Harbor this morning. At last report, it turned into a recovery mission. The kayaker called from about 2 miles out on Lake Michigan at around 10 a.m. The rescue mission involving divers and a Coast Guard helicopter was being used into the afternoon, and the kayak was found with no occupant. The operation is now focusing on recovery, with sonar being used in that effort. The primary election is on Tuesday. To see your ballot and info about where and how to vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. There are partisan primaries for assembly seats, state senate, and other local races. The last day to vote in person absentee is Sunday. In Racine, there are places to vote this weekend with locations at several of the city's community centers. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today and feeling like fall. Winds are whipping out of the west, a bit breezy at times, and highs only climbing to the low 70s. Few spotty sprinkles are possible this evening, but nothing major. We actually clear out tonight and stay bright and beautiful all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
WRJN. Slipping away, sitting on a pillow.
Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music. Celebrate,
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. It says here a judge in Romania resigned after he mooned his neighbors during an argument. Now, there's no word about what the judge and the neighbors were fighting about, but I'd like to think it had something to do with cracks in the driveway.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. It's time my best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone I'm destined to be with misery. My only company may come today. In fact, come tomorrow. You needed me, I was always there, and I wasn't there.
We'll be right back.
CCR on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, I want to play you a song that has been covered many, many, many times. It was covered by Love Affair, Carl Carlton, Town Criers, Rex Smith, Rachel Sweet, Sandra Credo, U2, Gloria Estefan. But the original is Robert Knight. This is Everlasting Love on WRJN.
Hearts go astray. Thank you.
face, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves love. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes.
Local news, Timeless Hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Brewers coming off that dominating win yesterday and a series win over the Atlanta Braves in Atlanta. They come into play tonight in first place in the National League Central, a 7-game lead over the St. Louis Cardinals, 9.5-game lead over the last place Cincinnati Reds, who they play tonight at American Family Field. We'll have the game for you, 7:10 first pitch, pregame just after 6:30 on WRJN.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes,
other day. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
we are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. He gives us recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, along with on-site reporting with the Packers. Mike is on every hour weekdays on WRJN. And coming up, CBS News at 3 and that local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
dirty skin, old Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. This just in, a California man who attacked police with poles and broken furniture during the January 6th riot at the Capitol has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. David Nicholas Dempsey's sentence is one of the longest. Prosecutors described him as one of the most violent members of the mob. The assassination attempt of former President Trump at a rally last month could trigger retaliation.